This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. We are live from the Hard Rock Sports Bar. Leroy got very mad at me during the break.
What'd you do?
Oh, I was just at the kiosks.
No.
I was just
at
the gambling kiosks.
That's not how it went.
You're a degenerate.
So, first of all,
what did you do?
I looked over there, and he looked like he was up to no good. So I ran by.
Was he giving you that face he was giving right now? A grin?
No, he was like bunting. Bunting.
So,
whatever you say. So there. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, it's preseason training camp baseball for a team who's projected to lose 100 games. And you're like, ooh, Marlins are underdog.
Well, they're very familiar with the Cardinals. You know, the Cardinals and the Marlins play each other a lot, so... I feel like that's a good sense of, all right, spring training. These guys know these pitchers they're going up against. Let's bet them. And then maybe I'll parlay it with the over.
God bless you. Really good.
Why? Just support my team, baby.
Yeah, trying to have some fun, baby.
I'm just trying to have a little fun, Jay Fink. Your ability, 20 burn in the hole in my pocket.
Your ability to talk yourself into these things is truly amazing.
Yes. Then I started looking at it.
Because I promise you, at some point a year ago, he didn't want nothing to do with Zion.
Oh,
now he's
no.
Really
when he got into the whole Astron fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're
sure.
Like, we can't handle it. Oh. Now all of a sudden... I want him, dude. I want him.
I want Zion Williamson on the Heat. That's the move. I'm telling you. I'm telling you guys. You guys are going to sit here with Kevin Durant, and we're going to be on the Kevin Durant retirement tour, and it's going to be sad. You want to know why? Because, I don't know, everywhere he's gone, he seemed like he's been sad. So I'm just saying, you know, look, if he gets here, will I make whale sounds? Of course, he's KD. But I'm saying, let's think a little bit. That's outside of the box for you, those who are listening.
That's way outside of the box because he's always hurt.
But did you see that dunk last night?
Here. Let's explain the realities of situations here. Here's the deal. If you have been plagued by injuries, I don't care how good you think a player is, you don't go sign an injury-prone player.
Please.
You're not really? Let's go dump a lot of money into another injury-prone player.
But he's got a non-guaranteed contract, so you get outskis whenever you want, basically. Okay.
But are you trying to win, or are you looking at the benefits of getting out of the contract?
I'm looking to win. Okay. You know, but I think that we need an infusion of talent. I got to tell you, this Andrew Wiggins, he ain't it, dude.
Why not?
He ain't it. He's not that guy.
You've given up on
Zion
him?
Is?
It's not that I've given up on him.
Wait. Who do you think is a more consistent pro? Andrew Wiggins or Zion?
It's a low bar. I mean, consistent pro. So
wait,
he
almost won the MVP of a championship on a championship team.
But he didn't.
Mm. Oh, my God. Mm.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300.
Like, you see what I have to deal with?
It's a childish
this
response.
Dude would really rather Zion because he dunked.
Everybody does. Everybody would rather have Zion than Andrew Wiggins.
Until he gets hurt and has to sit out for 30 games like he's done every year. Mm.
Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And
all
remember,
working cars.
When it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We are sitting here at the Seminole Hard Rock Sportsbook. We got buckets and bets coming your way on Thursday and Friday. It's going all weekend. We're going to be broadcasting live from the ballroom that we have transformed into an even bigger sportsbook with even more kiosks and more drinky poos and more college basketball action than you can even handle. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, and you guys can go to WQAM.com for more information. But
Have you seen where we're going to be at? A little sneaky poos?
Why are you whispering? Why are you whispering? No one else can hear us.
I was.
It's a sneaky poo. That's why. You know.
No, I haven't. We haven't, JFig. It's on the other. It's out yonder. We're far away from it right now.
It's going to be amazing.
Never too far.
You're going to want to join us. They promised
me. Yeah, but
if
I go on an adventure and I'm late for a segment, you're going to accuse me of hobnobbing,
I'm
not going to let you
do. Who are you going to hobnob there with? Besides Leroy.
They'll find.
We've had people just shout out to us. People are going to want to meet. We have our adoring fans out here. You know, you don't know that.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to blame you for that.
Last time we were here, Leroy got distracted by an autograph seeker. He was here for a half hour. He got carpal tunnel.
I think he's distracted right now, actually.
It was torture.
Yeah. Anyway,
has anyone asked you who the best football player of all time is?
No, we're not.
Oh, I missed that guy, dude. I hope he's there. Who's the greatest football player of all time? Oh my God, sir, you do this every week. Jim Brown? No, he's good. He's good.
Look, you took him for granted before. Now you want him back.
I do miss him, and I mean, if he's still with us, it was a while ago. You think he's still with us?
Let's hope he is.
You know, the old don't last long.
He was long in the tooth.
Okay.
He was long in the tooth, dude. That giant
which is a weird saying when most old people don't have any teeth.
Interesting.
Glad you've resorted to teeth shaming instead of patching.
Do you want me to look up where this comes from?
Yeah. I guess it has to be do with an animal.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Like a tusk, right?
Or yeah, a tusk. An elephant or, you know.
All right.
The idiom long in the tooth means someone is getting older or past middle age. It originated from the observation that gum recession, a natural part of aging, can make teeth appear longer.
Wrong. Has to do with the woolly mammoth.
There you go.
Come on.
You guys want a mock draft?
Yeah. Who made it? Who's responsible for this?
Smith and Schmoldick says an idiom from an idiot.
Pretty good.
Point for
the godfather of the muck, dude.
Oh, Mel Kiper.
Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
Mel Kiper Jr., who once came on the show and dropped Leroy's baseball stats on us. That's how prepared he came.
Pretty much.
You want to hear his mock draft?
I would love to.
Number one overall from the U, Cam Ward. Says, we're still not 100% sure what the Titans do. They could try and trade this pick to a QB needy team such as the Giants. Tennessee could opt for one of the top two prospects like Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. Both players fill holes on the roster. But it sure seems like the stars are starting to align for Tennessee to draft their next franchise QB. Number two, the Cleveland Browns.
Select.
Abdul Carter from Penn State. He says this is close. Really close. Travis Hunter would be outstanding here regardless of whether the Browns would use him on offense or defense. But ultimately, I settled on Carter because he gives Jim Schwartz the second top-tier edge rusher that he has coveted since becoming the Cleveland Browns defensive coordinator in 2023. The Browns would suddenly have two great wide nine pass rushers in Carter and Myles Garrett, who extended earlier this month after initially requesting a trade. Carter uses his outstanding instincts, his burst to get into the backfield to make plays. He had 12 sacks, 61 pressures, and 23.5 tackles for loss last season, Leroy. Number three. Shedeur Sanders. He has Shedeur Sanders, who I believe he said he has above Cam Ward in his personal list, Mel Kiper. He is a Shedeur Sanders believer. He's not buying into all this negative nonsense around Shedeur Sanders that he's dropping like a stone down all these draft boards. He has him number three to the Giants, even though they're still, I guess, kind of in the Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers deal. Number four, Travis Hunter to the Patriots. Number five, Mason Graham from Michigan to the Jaguars. Ashton Jeanty to the Raiders at six. And then we'll go all the way down. Number nine, Jackson Dart. He's going top 10. He's got Jackson Dart going to the Saints.
All right.
He goes, okay, here's the surprise pick. And I know the Saints just restructured Derek Carr's contract to tie him into the team for at least one more season. But what happens after that season? New coach Kellen Moore might want a young QB to work with and develop over the course of 2025 before turning it over to him in 2026. I'm hearing more and more first-round buzz on Dart, and New Orleans seems like a good fit. He wouldn't be forced to play right away, and he can learn behind Carr. Team still has a lot of roster decisions to make. And at number 13, to the Miami Dolphins, he has Will Campbell, offensive lineman from LSU. Now, we learned in Robbie's room last week, T-Rex arms. That's the big knock on him. He's good. He's got tiny arms. So, it says left tackle Teron Armstead will be 34 if he returns in 2025, and that's a big if. He's mulling retirement, and the Dolphins are operating as if he won't be back. So, considering the concussion injury history of Tua, Miami should be focused on finding Armstead's heir apparent. Plus, this team ranked 28th in pass block win rate last season. Yes, Campbell's arm length comes into question. He measured 32.58 inches at the combine, which isn't ideal for an offensive tackle, but plenty of tackles have started the career guard. Campbell's great footwork points to a successful career despite length limitations. No mention of Patrick Paul there, who
Is he not ready?
I don't know if he's not ready. I'm not quite sure. How would you feel, Frog Boy, if we go fat guy in the first round? Would that make you happy?
Yeah, that would make me happy. I do think, you know, regardless of how I want a mobile quarterback or something flashy, I think it's time to solidify that O-line, dude.
Oh, really? I'm glad you see that now.
Yeah,
Dave South says.
You wanted, last year, you wanted to sign Odell Beckham.
Not me, him.
No, you were out that day, and I had to go through a whole show with
him. Yeah, but then he came the next day, and he agreed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just said, what's the harm?
Well, we saw it. We saw the harm.
How are they so bad when they're not throwing a Waddle or Tyreek?
That was so great.
What was that? That was the Bills game, right, where they just kept throwing to other guys. And we had one to Robbie Chosen. It bounced off his face and was picked off. Mm. And then you had the other one. Where it was it DeBose, where he just like stopped and then it was also picked off?
Yeah. I mean,
oh,
yeah.
That was rough. That was a rough one. We'll take a break here on the show. More to come. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We are at the Hard Rock Sports Bar/Sports Book watching all the action going on here. up until 2 o'clock here today. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. We'll take a break. Back with more for this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vellani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey Roy, we are live from the Hard Rock Sports Bar here at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, right outside Hard Rock Live. If you guys want to stop by and say hello, we're here till 2 o'clock, and we're getting set for all the action, Leroy. Obviously, we got the huge college basketball tournament starting up on Thursday. We got Buckets and Bets, which they are going to turn the ballrooms here into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. All the action, giant screens. And if you guys want your tickets, Ticketmaster.com is where you guys can go get them. We'll get all your info at WQAM.com. And John Chapper kind enough to stop by here, the Senior Director of Communications for Hard Rock Bet. John, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's quiet here now, but yeah. It's crazy to think that we're getting college basketball tournament action tonight, and in 2 days, this place will be packed, hopping, and we'll have the real deal, round of 64.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be absolutely insane. But before we get to that, you think it's too much for me to go bet spring training?
Yes!
Like that's
There was a regular season game this morning.
I know, I missed it.
Baseball has started, so... You know, we're in Florida. There's spring training. You know, drive 40 minutes either way. We got action.
You're giving them too much wiggle room. Like you're saying, technically, the season has started, so you kind of...
No. I just like the Marlins as dogs today against the Redbirds. Let me just throw a little something
on. Get used
on
to it. Saying Marlins as dogs. We're going to be saying that quite a bit this year.
Wait. Here. You can't bet on a team that you can't name most of their starters.
That's fair.
How many starters can you name?
Right
one.
Now?
Sandy. Okay. You should not
Nick Fortes, their catcher. Xavier Edwards is their second baseman. Norby's going to play somewhere.
See, that's he's a big Marlins fan. So the fact that he can't name half of the team, no. It is not, no.
You're going to go to opening day and have a good time, though.
Do you guys get the notification every single time? Because one of my favorite Hard Rock Bet apps, Hard Rock Bet app bets all season. Do you guys notice every single time? There's the same bets coming in on the Julian Hill anytime touchdown during the Dolphins game.
It's
because I think I'm the only one throwing that down every single week. And wait. So if you guys got a new wing that you built in your office, you're welcome for that.
Wait, the one time Julian Hill caught a pass on like the 3-yard line. It took 10 minutes and he fell on the 1-foot line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is brutal. Yeah.
We're going to have our data guys look into that, and we'll make sure to get you a thank you note.
Yes. Thank us for that. And then also all the action Kalel Ware got on Rookie of the Year. If you guys want to offer us our cash out again, we will take it now after the slow go. Because we stared at that. We're like, man, maybe. But we were too high on how good he was playing at the time, and now obviously the Heat are where they are.
Like, I'm always, as an athlete, I fight everybody in the world about trends, right? So the trend of the Dolphins haven't been in the playoffs and or won a playoff game in 25 years when half of these kids weren't even born, I'm like, how does that affect, you know, sports? Like when like everybody, they do it on ESPN, they do it, they talk about all these trends when people weren't even participating in this trend. And they ride them.
But you got to have something to talk about, though. That's why we're here. We're here exactly. To talk about it. We're here
sure.
To debate it. Do you believe in jinxes, though?
Absolutely. 100%.
No.
100%.
No.
You don't have a lucky thing that you go with betting nonstop. Like, you're like, I have to roll with this. Or if it gets messed up, you got to say that person's emotion. I will do this with my kids. If I'm watching a game and all of a sudden they come in and they're like, hey, Dad, you know, can I watch the Heat? And then they go on a bad run. I blame them.
If we could control the action on the court or on the field, we would.
I understand.
Trust me, like holding your lucky charm isn't going to change anything.
So let me tell you why I'm this way and why I've been this way my whole life. Because I played on a football team that was 11-point favorite in the championship game. Our field goal kicker had never missed a field goal all year to go up 10. He misses the field goal. They go down and score, win in overtime. We lose. So –
98 Vikings.
When you talk about
– didn't need his lucky charms that morning.
No.
I don't know, but I just like
– So, John, what do you got coming up this weekend?
Yes.
Can you explain buckets and bets, what you guys got setting up here for people to get in their action for the tournament? Because I imagine this place is going to be crazy.
Absolutely. So a lot of people are used to the Vegas experience for March Madness. People go to bachelor parties there. They got the ballrooms all set up. We're bringing that experience here to the Seminole Hard Rock and Hotel Hollywood. We're going to have big screens – open bar, food, drink, and big screen set up throughout the room, betting kiosks in the back, and you're really going to be able to have that Vegas-style March Madness experience right here in Florida. But if you can't join us here, we also have the Hard Rock Bet app, which you can download. We got tons of great promotions and specials going on all week for tournament action. So if you haven't gotten in on the action, download the app or visit bucketsandbets.com to, you know, visit us here at the lovely hotel and casino.
It really is. You guys have done something. Like, it's been so exciting to see the sports betting aspect be put in here. I mean, we've been waiting for it for a long time, but to like walk in here now and see it like all set up is pretty mm-hmm. wild. So you guys are gonna like take this and soup it up even more for buckets and bets.
Exactly. We're sitting in the sports book right now, and it's a great viewing experience here. We got the blackjack tables in the middle of the room,
which is odd. That was the first thing I noticed. That
what better way to watch football or sports than with a hand of blackjack?
Right. Double well, action. And you know what's crazy is that, you know, the way they do it here, like, it's just an added attraction to an already amazing room. It's not like, you know, most places in Vegas to have a sports book, it's off in the corner. It's like a row of seats, 2-3 rows of seats, and then a kiosk in front, like all of the betting. This is like, hey, you know what? I want to get something to eat. I want to get a couple of drinks. If I want to play some blackjack, hey, there's these kiosks. I can, whatever you want to do, you can just go in the room and do it.
Right. No blackjack for buckets and bets.
No blackjack.
We're keeping the focus on the game, but definitely going to be a good time there. Some good swag. I know you guys are going to have a promo team there. Hard Rock Bets can be turning out in force too. Mm-hmm. So first time we're doing it here, and I think it'll be a lot of fun for everybody.
What time can you get in there? Because if the games are going to be starting at noon, so like, does it open up at 11? Like, what time can people start getting in, settled in to watch the action if they get here?
Doors open at 11. Get settled in and. Yeah, enjoy your day of hoops. We'll be open till the end of the last game. And, yeah, make sure to get your bets in, though, now.
How many brackets are you doing?
Man, I read something today that you should really only be doing 3 brackets.
Mm.
One immediately when the bracket comes out, your first instinct. One with your heart. And then one where you just go a little crazy. Just pick all the upsets. Do everything you wanted to do in the other two, but just couldn't do it.
One mascot beats another mascot in a fight. Like something like that. Just absolutely off the wall.
Exactly.
But we used to have in our office, we used to have just do random people. And as a sports show, we never won our own. It was always from life.
But here's the thing about brackets. Your bracket is going to get busted. First day of the tournament, there's going to be an upset.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose a Final Four team. But again, that's the great part now that we have legalized sports betting here in Florida, that your bracket could be crushed, you're done, but you can still really enjoy the rest of the tournament.
Correct.
With that engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bet on the next game, you can parlay the next day of games.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just all about that one bracket or two brackets. You don't have to just hang your head in shame. You could lose your bracket and still, you know, have a great time with the tournament overall. So,
can we take action looking forward in a couple months to the NFL draft? Can I start predicting who the Dolphins draft pick? Can I bet on that on the Hard Rock app? Because that would be a lot of fun for me.
We absolutely have NFL draft markets up.
Oh. I'm looking forward to this, Leroy. I got spring training, draft, and March Madness coming up here.
You know what? I regret when you say, I'm feeling the chili pepper today.
Yeah.
Of throwing you $5 and saying I won in. Like, he just.
We had so much fun on the wear bet. We had like 3 weeks where we thought we got ahead. We got him at plus 5,000. Now he's back to plus 4,000 after being the favorite.
Yeah.
I just checked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a tough go for the Heat lately, John.
It has. It's, you know, it's a good thing we got March Madness here to distract us. Spring training and, NFL draft.
Should be a great time. John Chapper stopping by here, the Senior Director of Communications for Hard Rock Bet. Anything else you want to let the people know about for Buckets and Bets Thursday, Friday, the entire weekend coming on up, John?
Look, it's going to be a great weekend of basketball. We got the Florida Gators in there. Floridians are betting on the Gators to go all the way. Great local storyline there. And come enjoy it here at Buckets and Bets. No reason to go to Vegas and get that experience right here. For the first week in the tournament. Should be a lot of fun.
Cannot wait for Thursday, John. Thanks for stopping by. We're going to take a break, play a little Damage Is Done, my friend. Next.
Gone, the damage done.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. We're live here at the Hard Rock Sportsbook. Getting ready for a little spring training action. We got Buckets and Bets coming your way on Thursday. Thanks to John Chapper for stopping by and telling us all about it. We were hobnobbing with him afterwards.
Yep.
We're looking forward.
Even a person that specializes in the betting arena frowned upon you betting on spring.
I think that he's like, wow, you are why this place is as big as it is. All right. I like fun, okay? And I like chicanery. And I don't like when people are bullied into having to apologize for things because something happened during a college baseball game that was just good, clean fun, which was one of Leroy's fellow Michigan Wolverines named Mitch Voit was celebrating an RBI triple. Triples are hard to get.
Yeah.
And he gets to third base and does what any person would do in excitement, which was, of course, snort the baseline. And good, clean fun.
Whoa.
It's just good, clean fun.
There's
just
no room for that in the game, all right?
No. Come on, man.
There is no room for that in this game.
I can't believe after all these years I've never seen anybody snort the baseline.
That was
They wasting all their snorting abilities on the fake stuff.
So, poor Mitch Voigt.
He got in trouble.
Bullied by, I don't know if he was bullied by Michigan or just people being outraged. But I saw that and I was like, that's funny. That's funny. I'm high as a kite.
Are we classifying that with the Randy Moss mooning incident?
Yeah, like, who cares?
Right.
Who cares? He goes, I would like to apologize for my actions on third base yesterday. I made an immature decision in the heat of the moment. The gesture I made does not reflect my character, the household I was raised in, or the Block M that I represent in any kind of way. I take full responsibility for what I did, and I am truly sorry to all those I have negatively impacted by doing this.
Side note, but it was funny.
It was funny. Who did this negatively impact?
That's why you couldn't play in sports.
Why, dude?
Because there's
damage
explanation.
You would be apologizing all the time.
Who is getting mad at this kid for this? Who is getting mad at
really everybody?
Why? Because he did a little yayo on the base?
I personally thought it was
for
funny.
For people like you who are explaining it like that. Hey, did you see the Michigan guy do the yayo?
Hilarious.
I'm saying, what are you doing? You laugh and you move on.
And I is a kite, Yogi. You know his team.
Well, you know, that's a triple. You got to snort that triple, right?
Yeah, you got to snort that triple, dude. Triples are rare. That should be selling. Triples,
first of all, to a guy who probably is not known to be fleet of foot because, you know.
Why?
He must have hit it into.
No. Why?
Huh?
Why isn't he fleet of foot?
I'm just saying.
Why are you saying that?
Why would you say that about him?
He's not Latino.
Hmm.
Wow.
Come on. I'm just saying, we don't have to apologize for everything. Funny's funny.
No, we don't.
Funny's funny.
But you know what?
And the damage is done. We can't have fun anymore. I don't like it.
Here's the problem. People are. You know. That's what they do. They sit on the internet and look for moments like this.
What are people actually saying about this?
That's what I'm saying,
Jay. I want to hear comments.
Who's mad at this? Who hates this?
Probably people.
I think
kids.
It's funny.
You can't do that. How dare you turn a baseline into cocaine?
This kid looks good. What was he, 4 for 4 in that game? Sign him up, Marlins.
Mm.
Oh, good. They made it a GIF. I'm saving that.
Oh.
Are you done?
Yeah, what do you got for damages done?
So, to add insult to injury to my life at the present moment, I went to Publix, come out of Publix, go to get in my car, and realize my front bumper has been relocated. Somebody hit me, took off. So now my bumper's slightly dangling from the front of my truck.
You know what will hold that up?
Blue Chew?
That gum you have in your mouth.
Yeah, what are you chewing the
headset? You haven't stopped chewing that gum.
You're a radio professional.
For a very long time, and it's driving me crazy.
I'm telling you, the deepest.
Put it on your bumper.
Wow.
Wow. I expect that from him.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. Right.
I'm here for you, Leroy. I understand. You're actually admitting to us something about your valued vehicle and all they can focus on is the gum. What about your bumper, Leroy?
You're chewing right next to the microphone. It's driving me crazy. I'm so sorry.
Poor Leroy.
He's a good boy.
This guy. He's back on the cocaine guy.
Still.
Okay. Just have a little fun, baby.
You can't just keep calling people good boys. And just think
he's a good boy.
Really?
Aaron Ekblad's a good boy. Mitch Voigt's a good boy.
Aaron Ekblad is a good boy.
He is a good boy.
Bring him back.
Just
20 games is too much.
I mean,
we suck without him.
By the way, I mean.
What?
I mean, Aaron Ekblad would still be playing if he had done the yo-yo instead of the.
Aaron, what?
They don't test for that.
What's been the distance? Do they not test for that? Do we know that in hockey?
I know
cocaine gets out of your system very quickly.
I know in football you
or
only
so
get.
I've heard.
In football you only get tested for all the illegals before the season, which is amazing.
I think they stopped with weed though, didn't they?
Yeah, which is amazing that somebody would get caught. It's the only test that you know when it's happening. Everything else is random.
Jennifer, what damage has done for you?
Besides you getting on me about, of all the things that could go wrong with Leroy the last few days, she's getting on me about gum.
I mean, come on. It's all over everyone's ears. I'm sorry. I love you, though.
No. What's love got to do with it?
So, guys, apparently our reputation here in South Florida continues to swindle down.
What happened?
Scalpers are apparently and allegedly reselling DMV appointments.
Wow, come down to this. Well, yeah, there's like a shortage, right? Because, you know, we're not allowed to have government jobs anymore.
Apparently, there's bots that are selling them from $25 to $250 for something that's supposed to be free.
Wow.
That is the most Miami thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Here's the kicker. When people say I'm not paying that and I'm trying to get an appointment and then they get stopped and have an expired license or whatever, how are the cops going to handle that knowing the situation?
Well, they're investigating the issue. And
investigating? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tell you what, this Mitch Voigt.
Why can't you just do it online? I do mine online. Oh, because if you have a bad driver's license or if you've had accident, you have to do it in person. You can't do it online.
I haven't had to renew.
You have to be a safe driver.
I just renewed my license. I haven't had to go in person in a long time.
Me neither. If you have safe driver, right, then you get.
Some people don't like doing things online.
Right.
I don't.
Mitch Voigt hitting 450 this season.
Oh, God.
He continues.
Can't play for the Fish?
Maybe you could go try to bet on him on preseason.
Man. Yeah, I don't know, J-Fig. I mean, we're a mess down here. And already it's scary enough letting the people drive who drive down here, so.
We have QR codes that are being
manipulated.
Yes, and now here we are. We just continue. It's great. Good. We are a good society.
I'll tell you what, if there's one city in America that'll scam you out of something, it's Miami.
It's Miami.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Frog Boy, what damage has done for you?
You just got a cut, Frog Boy?
You know what? That brings up my point. I did indeed. My damage is done goes to my soon-to-be 2-year-old son.
Ah.
Damage is done.
As you know, the terrible twos, which I found out, start before their two. And he has been on one. Friday, woke up to multiple vomits that are no longer cute little baby vomits. These are putrid-smelling.
Tracy Morgan? Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, this is bad stuff coming out of this boy. That was Friday. Wow. Saturday, he decided to take a little peeky poo at whatever was stinking up his diaper and do a little finger painting with that. So that was interesting. And
enjoy
then,
it, dude. These are the beloved years, you know?
Oh,
you don't get them back.
Really, really enjoying
it. Wait, I saw something on Instagram. Where the parents were putting Nutella on the kids and making them think it was poop, and they were all flipping out. So I'm thinking, why is your kid just having a day?
Yeah. After a while, though, he did.
I don't know what to do with these family YouTubers, TikTokers,
first
you know?
First there's cats driving, and now this.
I just like when people get the crap scared out of them with the horns and stuff.
Well, no. If you scare your family, That's funny. I've done that on social media many times.
That's funny. That's
great. Like when I picked up an iguana and I ran near my wife.
Yeah.
That's just funny. That's good clean fun.
That is good clean fun.
Yeah, but some of the choreographed yes.
Yeah, that is strange to like set up a tripod and be like, do it again a little bit happier this time. But Sunday, what we had to do, because I already knew this boy was going to be on one, got my barber, shout out to Hector, who was kind enough at Fade Barbershop in Miami Lakes to open up the store on Sunday and allow me to go through the experience of cutting this little gremlin's hair for 3 hours.
Oh, so you
hours.
Cut it?
No. I had him.
He cut it.
Yeah, he cut it. He was on my lap here. Getting the cut. But this was, mind you, after 2 straight hours of crying. Got the boy a little tape now. You know, got the boy a little tape.
Wait, what did you cut?
So before he had, I think you can see, in this one right here, it just was like, you see, it's extra curly, extra long of some sort. He's just kind of...
He looks like he goads a lot of people in the passer calls.
Can I just tell you this, Marcos?
Yeah.
I noticed, to keep him calm, he had a lollipop and some juice in his hand at all times.
Yeah. The juice box was Marcos.
Was it apple juice?
Look.
Oh, I love the high pressurized air. I
might
that.
As well have been lighting him on fire.
Because pressurized air.
Oh, my God.
Did he?
Even hearing, even if it wasn't pointing at him, I might as well have been lighting him on fire.
Oh, he flipped out?
Every single time. The barber thing with the air pressurized machine, that's where he drew the line. He just couldn't do it. But it was 2 hours of crying as I got, my haircut in order for him to just get it out of his system. And then finally, he was just defeated by the third hour, and it was just like, just take me. Just take me already.
It sounds like, third hour.
It does. It was a third hour for him. It was a third weekend. My son is ruining my life, but I love him. Damage is done goes to my little baby boy.
Damage is done.
Tired.
Well
dude.
Done. Menu says, what the hell happened to Tracy Morgan last night? I don't know, dude. I don't
said
know.
Food poisoning.
I know. They got to read up on it because he was, they said, some people said there was blood.
There was
blood.
That's
not good. They said he was, the fans there said he was bleeding. You guys, you said you read it was food poisoning?
Yeah, I read it was food poisoning. Yeah.
Well, what happened? Because didn't a ref get sick last night, too?
Ooh.
Like they finished the game. Not
feeding
they,
these people.
Yeah, I think the ref got sick because it's possible. If that maybe they had the same maybe this had the same dirty meat. I don't know.
In the Miami Heat, they got bubble guts so strong they're bringing it to New York now. That's great. That's really nice of them. That was a lot of vomit, dude. That was really.
It was a lot of vomit, and it took a while to clean it up. And then it did. Somebody sent me a video, and it looked very much like Kalel Ware is one of these people that can't look at vomit because it looked like when he looked at it, he was like. You can see him kind of gripping his stomach. You're like, ugh. You're like, I know you're not a thrower-upper. You don't vomit. You're very proud of that. But a lot of people can't even look at vomit. And if they look at vomit, they vomit.
Yeah, I can't do that. That's one of the things I can't do.
I'm literally showing him visuals from last night.
Yeah, it's gross.
You can't look at... You one of those people, Marcos?
Yeah, I can't
look at vomit.
If someone else starts vomiting, I'm just like, let's just... I got it. Don't even stay. Even if you just start.
Don't even do that.
I can't even do that.
Dude.
My eyes are watering.
I have eaten stuff. And this is no lie. I've eaten stuff. And everybody else in the room ran to the bathroom. Like, oh my goodness. What happened? And I'd just be sipping on. I'd just be sitting on some juice.
I want to throw up right now.
I would just sip on some juice and go. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, man. What a time to be alive.
Jennifer?
She's showing me the video.
I was
showing
him the video.
She's gross.
Oh, no. Don't you have a damages done?
She went before.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what we do have coming up where there's no damage except the golf ball.
Oh, yeah.
Liv.
Got a big weekend coming up in the next couple of weeks. And you know we like to party. There's a lot of action on South Beach. There's a lot of action all over. But I don't want you to miss out because the next LIV Golf event
isn't just big, it's a monster. Live It Golf returns to Trump National Doral April 4th through 6th, and because it's at the Blue Monster, you know they're going big, as well as some of the giants of the game, and John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and more. They have do huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining on Saturday night. Grab your tickets now at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Hey, boo-boo, we're going to do some blow.
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.